I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us right now, we have a woman currently based in Austin, Texas, Jess Klein, along with her guitarist, Billy Masters. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you're based in Austin now, but you come there by way of Rochester, New York originally, right?
That's right.
And then you were on the Boston music scene for a while, is that right?
That's right.
So you ended up in Austin. We'll talk a little bit about that. And people might have enjoyed your show last night at Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. I was there. Wonderful, wonderful time. And you guys are heading down to the Twin Cities tonight, right?
Yep, that's right.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to stop by our studios on the way. What do you want to start with, Jess?
We're going to start with a song from the new album. The song is called Tell Me This Is Love. I don't want to see the gypsy look into her crystal ball in her shop out on the boardwalk, where she probably tells them all, you will meet a handsome stranger, it will be a lightning bolt from above. I don't need another jolt, dear, just tell me this is love. I don't want to see your mama with a twinkle in her eye, 'cause she's dreaming about our future. If she's dreaming about a lie, I just want to see the roadside rolling by, and on the wheel God's driving gloves, while you lean over to my side and tell me this is love. Until my dying day. But baby, if you got it, boy, if you believe in all this stuff, push a little harder and tell me this is love. Yeah, honey, if you want me, boy, if you believe that it's enough, sigh and haunt me. Tell me this is love. Tell me this is love, yeah.
That's Jess Klein live from Studio A, and one from her brand new album. Well, I think it came out in 2011, right?
No, it came out a few weeks ago.
Oh, just a few weeks? Okay, yeah. It's brand new then. I was right the first time. Tell Me This Is Love from that new album, Behind a Veil. And Jess, now you've been making records for a while. And like I said, you were kind of making a name for yourself on the Boston music scene, I would say, for a while. Tell me how you got from there to Austin, Texas, where you are now.
Well, I moved to New York, actually, for 5 years in between. And I'd been living in New York for a while, and I was starting to get a little burnt out because it's such an intense place. And I decided I wanted to live somewhere that was more laid back. So I wound up in Austin during a tour, and I had a few days off there, and was so relaxed. And people just loved music so much there. It was like just what you did at night. You would go out to see live music. And I thought, you know, I could live here in between tours, and it would be a lot more fun than New York. So I just packed up and went.
How long ago was that?
4 years ago.
Oh, okay. So it seems to have worked out so far.
It's gone well. Yeah.
Well, so, okay, so that is one difference between the New York scene and the Austin scene, a little more laid back. How about the Boston music scene?
It was a really long time ago that I lived there, but that was a great scene, too. You know, I remember that was the first time I was really young when I moved there, and I was just going to open mics and stuff, and that was the first time I really had a musical community, and just it was really cool to have other friends who played music, and we'd just try out our songs on each other, and the only music I was listening to was the other people that I saw who were my friends. It's really cool.
And speaking of your friends, was it back then when you did that Voices on the Verge project, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
That featured Aaron McCowan and some other people.
Yep.
So have those, you still run into those people from time to time?
I see Aaron once in a while, yeah. We've gone on tours together and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So how long has it been since you've had an album out?
2 years.
Okay, that's not...
Yep, I put one out in 2009 called Bound to Love, mm-hmm. and I also did, I put one out in last fall in 2011 called Quarter for the Jukebox, which was we re-recorded songs from my earlier albums, but we did them in like a stripped down, more acoustic way.
And that was you, and I know you mentioned it at your show last night.
My producer, Professor Feathers.
Professor Feathers.
Yeah.
Now, is that an alias? or did his mom name him that?
It was just a nickname amongst Austin musicians for him, but he said as of this new album Behind a Veil, that's what he officially wants to go by. So he asked me to credit him that way, so I won't tell you his real name anymore.
Well, and you do have this new album, Behind a Veil, and some really lovely stuff on here. You went through kind of a tough time last year. You lost your dad to ALS, which is mm-hmm. a long struggle for anybody who's ever been through that. So some of the songs kind of reflect that experience a little bit, and some of the other stuff you were going through.
Yeah, it was sort of a life-changing year for me. I lost my dad, which was obviously, that had a huge impact on my world. But it also brought me a lot of clarity that I didn't have before about how I wanted to do things and how I want to make music and how I want to run my career. So I made a lot of steps to become more independent as a musician. I left the old record label I was with and my old management, and I found the musicians that I wanted to play with. And I really hold up myself and like just wrote for about 5 months before we recorded, and it's been great for me. So it was a horrible set of circumstances, but I think, you know, creativity is about making something beautiful out of something hard.
Well, and a little bit later, I think you said you're going to play the title track from the record.
We will, yeah.
Behind the Veil, and it has the line, beauty lives behind the veil, something like that. Is that kind of from that sort of feeling of something good coming out of something so terrible?
Absolutely.
There's always that kind of mix of darkness and beauty in the same place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it always feels so hard to go through something like losing someone you love. But I think that's, you know, that's our power as humans or just as beings on this planet, is we find a way to bounce back or make something new happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear it. Now you're going to do another song that is not on this album, right?
That's right.
And now how's Billy doing over there? Does he have to switch guitars or
done? He already did it.
Oh, he's on top of it.
Yeah.
This is one that you asked me if I wanted you to play anything, and you had done this last night at your show, and I hadn't heard it before. Shauna Lee is the name
Shauna
of it, right?
Lee, yes.
And it also kind of inspires the title of that album that you were just talking about that you did with Professor Feathers.
Yeah.
Quarter for the Jukebox.
Quarter for the Jukebox.
So really enjoyed this one last night, and we're going to hear that right now from Jess Klein.
Thank you. I wrote this song on the back of a napkin at 2 a.m. in an all-night diner where I had gone in looking for some comfort food, and a waitress named Shauna Lee inspired it. Here we go. ¶¶ feel better when night comes. I can lose what the day's done. Find some time far away from the headlines, a million miles from the deadlines, burning sign. Come on, take a look around, go through the door and right downtown. Shawna Lee was a waitress working out the late shift on South Street. Hair was off of her shoulders. I came in from the cold end. My heart beat. Oh, they say that I'm a fool to think I'm finding something new. I don't give a damn about these papers anymore. Oh, Shawna Lee, give me another quarter for the jukebox. It's my favorite song. When you hear the trumpet and the bass, let it groove you all night long. Shawna Lee, yeah, come with me, yeah. Swing with me to an old time, everything falling in line. One, two, three. All the world's before us, a brilliant blinding chorus. Easy. How did we go wandering and end up only sitting by? I don't wanna go without this quarter of a try. Shawna Lee, give me another quarter for the jukebox. It's my favorite song, yeah. Come with me when you hear the trumpet and the bass. Let it groove you all night long. Shawna Lee, I hear it every morning. I know what's going on this life. Ain't ever gonna give you what you need. Oh, come on, close your eyes, girl. Lose your sorrows in a song. And don't you wanna dance? And don't you wanna dance? I know you wanna dance, Shawna Lee. Oh, Shawna Lee, give me another quarter for the jukebox. It's my favorite song. Come with me when you hear the trumpet and the bass. Let it groove you all night long. Yeah, come on, Shawna Lee. A quarter for the jukebox. It's my favorite song. Ooh, come with me when you hear the trumpet and the bass. Let it groove you all night long, all night long.
Jess Klein, live from Studio A, that one called Shawna Lee. Well, thanks for doing that one. I really,
my pleasure. Our
really,
pleasure.
Really enjoy it. And again, that one can be found on the most recent album it can be found on is the Quarter for the Jukebox album. Is that one widely available or just at your shows, Jess?
It's available on my website and at my shows.
And your website, of course, is jessklein.com.
That's right.
So you mentioned that you spent, you know, you kind of spent a concentrated period of time writing the tunes for this album. Is that something you normally do, or was it something different for this one?
I just felt more focused this time. I had a deadline for myself. I knew, I decided in April that I wanted to record in September. And so I just worked backwards, and I knew I wanted 10 songs, and they all had to be, each one had to be equally strong. And, you know, summers in Austin are extremely hot, so it's actually a good time of year to just sit in the air conditioning and and do some writing.
So it actually worked out pretty well.
So
putting some structure on your creativity like that,
yeah.
Is that a really stressful process, or does it actually make it easier?
It's important for me to have, you know, I get distracted and I find a lot of really fascinating things that I want to do besides what I'm supposed to be doing. But even though I did it that way, we got into the studio and I still didn't have any lyrics for the last song on the album. And we had already recorded the vocals for the first 9 songs. And then Professor Feathers told me to go home and write some. We only had one more day to do the vocals, and I was sent home to write words, but it turned out okay.
Now, of course, I want to know what song that is.
The Unwritten Song, it's called.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And you had a bunch of people on this album. You did it with a band, including Billy Masters, who's here today. And I love that you had everything from dulcimer to synthesizer on this album. And there are some really nice arrangements on here, I think, and really fleshed out songs. Is that something that was important to you to do on this one?
Well, it was important to me that the songs that I wrote as rock songs really rocked, and yet I didn't want to stray too far from my sort of rootsy roots. So we made sure to incorporate, you know, more organic sounds too. It's a pretty organic sounding album overall.
And you had just done a more stripped down thing, so
yeah,
it makes sense And you know, I just have to say, the outfit on the album that you're wearing on the album, fabulous. Those shoes, not very practical, but very fun. Very
That's
fun.
Right. They have a really comfortable place in my closet now.
She's wearing these really groovy, I don't know how you even describe the pattern on them, almost like a harlequin pattern. And they have, I don't know, like a 10-inch, maybe not 10-inch.
Some serious platform.
But you look fabulous on that album. Just have to add that. So last night it was kind of kicking off a tour that you're doing for this album, right?
That's right. I actually, I started off my album release tour in Europe. I was just there for a month.
Oh, that's right.
And that was fabulous. I had a lot of sold out shows. And
you've been to Japan. You must have a following in various places. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It always blows my mind that, you know, even in a place where maybe most people don't speak English, you know, it's just the feeling of a song that can connect with people, and that sort of gives me faith in the world, you know. Not just that, but everywhere I go, there's just some cool people who want to help bring music to their town, you know. It's cool. It gives me faith in the world.
And you get to do a lot of traveling that way, too, so that must be fun. Well, we have time to do one more, and I think you said you were going to do the title track from your new album, Behind a Veil.
Yes.
All right. This is Jess Klein, live from Studio A.
Has your world fallen apart? Or is this your work of art? Are you scrambling on your knees? Or is there something down there you should see? You can't run away no more. Is there still one final door? Which hides an unseen room? where the devil and his dogs or the angels wait for you. The beauty lives behind a veil. In every trick you try, in every trial you fail. When you pray to find a way and you exhale. The beauty lives behind a veil. Like the child you never were. Are you shaking and unsure? How to do this strange new dance? We're falling on your face means giving it a chance. The beauty lives behind a veil. In every trick you try, in every trial you fail. When you pray to find a way and you exhale. The beauty lives behind a veil. And you step up to that door. And your legs shake even more. Trial you fail. When you pray to find a way and you exhale. The beauty lives behind a veil. The beauty lives behind a veil.
That is Jess Klein, live from Studio A. Billy Masters joining her there on guitar. Great tune. Love that one.
Thank you.
Get the reverb off there. Kicks off her latest album by the same name, Behind a Veil. And you mentioned that, you know, you decided to make the move to going back to being a more independent artist, which I assume, you know, is how you started, right?
Yeah.
How is it different now than when you started as an independent artist?
Well, it actually feels, well, in some ways for me it feels easier because I've been in this business long enough to kind of know what I'm getting into, and also obviously with the internet, you know, it's a lot easier to make things happen on your own without another company doing it for you. It feels overall, you know, it's a lot more work, but for me it's worth it. Feels good.
Really?
Yeah.
So what makes it worth it? What are the perks of it?
Well, you know, On the one hand, if something goes wrong, I only have myself to blame. And then on the other hand, if something goes right, I feel really proud. And I feel, you know, I've learned how to work with people that I really trust. And I feel lucky to have those kinds of people around me, like Billy and our manager, Killer. And I don't know, it just feels a lot more like a family effort.
When you were with labels, was there ever any kind of, well, you know, people trying to tell you how to do things in a way that maybe you didn't want to do, or?
You know, it's kind of hard. There's a little bit of that. I was never on a major label, mm-hmm. So I didn't get, you know, I wasn't having anyone, like, telling me to get plastic surgery or anything like that. But there was just, at least for me internally, I always felt this kind of pressure, like, oh, they have to like what I do, and I need this, you know, person's approval, but that's just one person, you know. At the end of the day, you might make that person happy, but then there might be 10,000 other people who disagree. So you just have to kind of do what feels right to you. It's the only way to do this, in my opinion.
And then you become the one person that you have to make happy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That works out. Well, good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in, Jess. We really appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
This Live from Studio A session was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.